It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right. Checking in at
number 5.
Randy Bryce is an iron worker from Wisconsin, and he's launched a campaign ad on YouTube announcing his bid to take on Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, in the upcoming election. This thing went really, really viral. I've got a bunch of people reaching out to me from around the country like, you know who this guy is? Who is this guy?
He's been picked up by everything.
His Twitter account is at Iron Stash. I thought that was Mike Ditka's. No? No?
He does have a good stash.
He claims he's a veteran, iron worker, cancer survivor, seeking to dethrone Paul Ryan, who remains remarkably popular amongst Wisconsin voters.
The system is extremely flawed. I work every day so that me and my son have insurance. I've been an iron worker for 20 years. I work hard, and I earn every penny that I make. And I know everybody that I work with is the same way. I've spent my entire life in southeastern Wisconsin. I can see what people need. I decided to run for office because not everybody's seated at the table, and it's time to make a bigger table. I'm the best person to represent this district because I'm a working person. If somebody falls behind, we're so much stronger if we carry them with us. That's the way I was raised. You look out for each other. I think it's time, let's trade places. Paul Ryan, you can come work the iron, and I'll go to D.C.
Boy, powerful ad. He may have something there.
Paul Ryan doing iron work, can't see it.
No, that part I can't see.
This is like me doing iron work.
Ouch.
Ow, this is really high.
You came to work when you were sick.
Turn the air conditioning on.
It's windy up here.
You need thicker gloves.
I can't do this. Where's the welder? Not work for me. Yeah, it's compelling. A lot of people are paying attention to this. It's emotional.
Well, it sends a message. It does. I mean, this is why part of the reason why Trump won, because people feel left behind by our government and our representatives not necessarily representing average working people. And this guy speaks to that. Oh, be interesting to see if he can take on Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
Although it's also a bit of a slickly produced piece.
So you think there's more behind him already?
Yeah.
Some big backing?
Yeah. I think that there's already. Now, it's interesting because Democrats have had to figure out that there's been a few days of they've been not so good for Democrats, and last night particularly bad. They're 0 for 4 in special elections. They thought they really had a shot in Georgia, and they thought it was going to be a big moment here.
Because record number of dollars spent on a congressional
per voter
seat.
Right, and it's a crazy situation there, because the Democrats, I think, were absolutely convinced that they thought they saw themselves up 20% in the polls going into it. They thought that the guy was going to win here, but he was not from the district,
couldn't vote in his own district.
He was
He got
first
more money
time
out of California than he did locally, and I think that was made a campaign issue as well.
And so, and Democrats were riding so high in it. I think Democrats have got to figure out exactly what they're going to do here, because they are without question more disorganized than Republicans. And Republicans are kind of fighting with each other right now, and it's a circular firing squad in a lot of ways. But the situation with Democrats is worse. I mean, Democrats have there's no leadership, there's no agenda, there's no plan, there's no nothing. It's just all it is well, Trump's bad.
Trump's bad, but what do you stand for, and what compels voters to vote for you in the future?
Exactly. It can't just be against Trump. And that's one of the mistakes that Hillary Clinton made. I think she was relying in red states on that whole Trump's bad. He wasn't the guy you guys wanted anyway. He's not a real Republican, so, vote for me, which I think Republicans were like, okay, right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to vote for you.
Well, and there's some are calling for Nancy Pelosi to step aside because the Joe Ossoff loss is making some Democrats ask if it's time for new leadership and some younger leadership even. And maybe the messaging that's been put out by this leadership is tired and it's not working.
Ineffective. And they're not connecting. And the problem is that, and I think there's going to be a lot of disaffected people on the other side of what happens here in Washington over the next year. Let's assume that the stuff that Donald Trump says he wants to do gets done. If you have a health care plan that does leave a bunch of people behind, if you do have a budget that ends up taxing people who, you know, are like the hardest working people in America, like this guy, this the iron worker, who's going to, you know, have a greater burden of tax than perhaps relatives of the Trumps. I mean, those are the kinds of things that people are going to point to and go, well, this isn't what I signed up for. But Democrats aren't prepared to lead in a situation like that, to lead the country in a direction or out of, because the lunatic fringe of the Democratic Party has taken over. Said that, you know, we want more Bernie Sanders, who, again, lovely old man, but he's a card carrying communist. And he's like, it's not going to work. It just doesn't work. What his plan, his economic plan, doesn't work. You can't have a healthcare system that is solely funded by the government. You can't have an education system that is paid fully by federal funds. The federal government can't sustain the burden of that. There's just not enough tax dollars. So it's like his ideas are lovely, but they are unworkable. And so Democrats have to come up with a practical solution to this. And they don't seem to have one. And we'll see. Maybe the Republican, maybe Donald Trump, maybe everything that they do in the next couple of months, if they were able to get their votes through on the budget and healthcare and all the rest of it, maybe by 2018 Americans will go, this is great. This is exactly what we wanted. The economy's great. Jobs are great. Everything's great. You know, maybe it'll be that way. And then Democrats are going to have to turn around and decide, you know, if they're moving to New Zealand with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
With you, too.
Perhaps.
Notorious RBG. I thought you said you were maybe going with her.
Yes. But Democrats are messed up after last night. There's no question about that. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Sean Spicer spoke today on Laura Ingraham's radio show. Now, the funny thing about this is that Laura Ingraham, the commentator and talk show host, nationally syndicated talk show host, is said to be in the running to replace Sean Spicer.
Reports have been that she may or may not want the position because she's very happy with what she's doing now. But that is, you know, that they seem to be courting her.
Like she's going to take the pay cut to do this. And he says that there's members of the press corps who focus their questions just because it's going to make them famous.
The bottom line is I think that the mainstream media that had a stranglehold on deciding what information the American people got to see in some ways are upset that more people, more voices are getting an opportunity to get involved in having their questions answered, to participate in our democracy. But the fact is that they've had – we are here, as I mentioned yesterday at the briefing. I get in just usually around 6 a.m. We leave fairly late at night. And so we have an entire press staff that is totally accessible during those hours and on the weekends to the press. I think there's a big difference. What you see a lot of the sniping is there's a lot of them that want to become YouTube stars and ask some snarky question that's been asked 8 times. And that's right. That's their right to do it. But our job is to make sure that we're providing updates and readouts of what the president's doing and the advances that he's making on his agenda.
That is the biggest bunch of horse crap I've ever heard.
Well, it sounds like
he won't answer questions. It's like, you know,
I know that he can. I mean, if the president won't tell him or he knows that it's something that's sort of prickly that the president's going to reverse on or change, it's hard to go out there. It's impossible.
He's blaming the people for asking questions he refuses to answer and then asking the question over and over and over again because he refuses to answer the question. And this whole idea that they're all mad because we're letting other sources of the media come in and ask questions. Those are questions that have been provided to them that they wish to answer, right? So they'll find some podunk talk show host somewhere or some small market television guy who'll do their bidding.
And now they're saying they might reduce the press briefings to once a week. There are all kinds of threats that, you know, it's just not going to be the same anymore. Right.
I don't think America's going to take to that. I mean, I know the press isn't all that popular, and I know, you know, that's their argument is the press is less popular than we are, so go blank yourselves. The reality, though, is that America, you know, if you look at the press as, you know, one monolithic thing, people are going to go, yeah, I don't know. If I don't know how I feel about the press. But if you look at specific individuals or publications or channels, you know, whatever it is, people do gravitate toward those things, and they mm-hmm. and they do want answers. And if the press is so unpopular, why are you having a press briefing? Right? I mean, he knows what he's doing. It's so disingenuous of him. You know, I was just feeling sorry for him yesterday. And then he goes on Laura Ingraham, and it just spews that. That is not accurate.
But did it seem there, reading the tea leaves, that Sean was talking her out of the job?
Yeah.
She's like, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Whoa.
Whoa, what? I'm not doing that. That is his way of going on and going, you really want this job? Yeah. Watch this.
Available 24/7. The president mm-hmm. never sleeps. He's always texting me.
All right, we'll get to your 3, your 2, and 1. But first, Violetta Panamedics got the WGN traffic trouble spots. All right, here we go. Checking, and we're
Where
in the
we?
Top 5 of 5, and we're at
number 3.
O.J. Simpson, did you see this? Is up for parole July 20th. He could be out by October 1st. Mm. How about that? Remember, he had that, went to a casino hotel room. He's not in jail for anything they really did. This is kind of even by my standards, and I'm not a, you know, I'm an OJ expert.
Mm-hmm. You kind of are.
This was a mulligan sentencing here, because he went to a hotel room to get his memorabilia back that a guy had taken from him and not paid him for.
But he had a gun, right? Was that part of it? It was an armed robbery that rose to that level.
Right, because he brought in some thugs with him, and I said, "Now don't move." And they said, "Well, you kidnapped me." Here's what it sounded like.
I'll let nobody out the motherfucker. You can steal my shit to sell it. Don't let nobody out of here. You motherfucker. I can steal some good walk. If I kill you, look at this shit. Get over there. You can steal my shit. I just had to. I said you can steal my shit.
I took it.
I always thought you were a straight shooter.
I'm cool. I am.
He's been in the slammer.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering how long.
Well, this happened in 2007, mm-hmm. right? So he's been in the slammer like 9 years.
But he had a 33-year sentence.
Yeah.
Which seems awfully high.
Maybe if he gets out, Coach Fox would be interested in bringing him to the Bears roster. Oh, I'll change of pace back.
That would be a change of pace. He's 70 years old. That's good. I'll take him.
Like a change up in baseball, you know?
Yeah. Cato Kaelin, remember?
Oh,
professional
yeah.
house guest, Cato Kaelin.
Of course.
Offered this advice for the juice to TMZ.
Well, I think if O.J. Simpson does get out of the parole, I just think that O.J. should just lay low. I don't think he should look for the camera anymore. It's time to just be with his family. I think he'll be 70 years old. And, you know, that part of his life, he's just got to focus on family. He gets himself in trouble every time he goes out and he tries to get on camera for something. So I think it's time to no longer look for the adulation from anybody and just be quiet and do nothing.
Okay, so, Cato, mm-hmm. you were his house guest.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was kind of doing nothing. He knows how to do that. He may be able to teach him that.
Would you let him be your house guest?
I would say absolutely no. No, I wouldn't want to. I have a guest house, too, but I would not let O.J. Simpson stay in my guest house.
Oh.
Got a guest house, no big deal.
Yeah, and Cato Kaelin's famous only because he was the guest of O.J. Simpson during the murders.
Sad.
That is disgusting.
And he wouldn't let him be on his property?
They should sentence Cato Kaelin to have to take him in. You know what's going to happen, though. He's going to end up on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
OJ? Mm-hmm. Because he's friends with all of them, right?
Well, he was. I mean, he was Uncle OJ, Uncle Juice to them. Mm-hmm. But...
he might be Chloe's dad. That's what they say.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's what they say.
Who's they? Thank you, Donald Trump. You know what they say. You know what they're saying.
That was a conversation on the show.
They were saying.
She never did a test, so.
They were saying that Chloe is OJ's bastard daughter. Thank you.
That is a theory floating around.
Thank you, President Trump. All right. But that would be huge ratings.
He
will not be able to stay out of trouble. He just won't. Oh, no. He couldn't stay out of trouble. He got the ultimate buddy pass.
Yeah.
The ultimate pass. And he couldn't stay out. Remember, he's calling 911 every other hour? And they would call up 911 and go, you know who I am. Right? It was like it was on speed dial. You know how you call your husband and mm-hmm. you go, hi.
Hey.
You know, because they know,
who know.
You know each other's voice.
No introduction needed.
911 in Florida knew his voice.
Like, hey, OJ.
Yes, Mr. Simpson.
He still owns a home there, apparently, so he can go back there. He doesn't need to be with Cato Kaelin.
Okay.
Number two.
All right. Some days it's like you can't even toss a copy of Cat Scratch Fever into the garbage without accidentally hitting some famous and powerful politician who likes to cosplay as rock and roll hero and The Weeknd. Now, you already have Joe Scarborough's Morning Joe, Joe Music, James Dolan's JD and the Straight Shot, Mike Huckabee's Capital Offense. I mean, really? Do we need more singing
There's
politicians?
More?
And now, after a weekend media blitz from a lawyer recently appointed to Donald Trump's legal defense team, another group enters the canon, the Jay Sekulow Band.
Needs a band.
Nope. All right. And then finally,
number one.
In his monologue last night, is this Jimmy Fallon or
Jimmy Kimmel? It's Jimmy Kimmel.
Just as Jimmy joked about the rumor. And it's a funny thing. It's like, you can't just say that now because at night there's too many Jimmys.
It's hard to keep them straight.
Joked about a rumor that White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is stepping down.
He's reportedly in the process of interviewing his own replacements. They're looking for someone who's cool under pressure, well-briefed on policy, and can keep a straight face when saying, yes, the gentleman from InfoWars. I love the spin, though. Basically, what's happening is Trump is firing Sean Spicer, but he doesn't want to fire him because it would be admitting that he hired another doofus. It's the White House. It's the White House equivalent of telling the kids you sent Fluffy to live on a farm upstate to run around.
I'm going to miss Melissa McCarthy. I think that's one of the things that goes away, don't you?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Well, maybe she'll do like what Sean's, you know, where in the world is Sean Spicer?
Hiding in the bushes.
That could be something. Yeah. All right, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.